Hey, today's daf is daf Mem Chet, and we continue from where we left off, which was about a line or two down. It says, "Beishani mem basar." We're talking about sleeping in, like being in bed with one's children that are not clothed. Now, the Gemara says, "Tani Rav Chalafta ben Shmuel says, when it comes to young children, it's not bar and bat mitzvah like we assumed according to this braita. It's a bat etzel aviv ad shalosh shanim v'yom echad that they could sleep not clothed." We're until the age of 3 and 1 day, and a ben, if it's a young child, the boy by the mother, up until 9 years and a day. Right? That's those halachic days are Ra'u Labia. Those are that's the significances of those ages. Okay. Now it says V'yeshani member Kuruv Basar. He says Tani Bach. We just did that. Next one. Higdilu Zeyashan Bichsuto V'Zeyashan Bichsuto. I say, get all of this should both be clothed. Now it says Tani Shnayim Shehu Yesheni B'Mitachad. If two people are sleeping in the same bed. Zemit kaseh b'ksut atzmo v'koreh v'zemit kaseh b'ksut atzmo v'koreh. They have to be both clothed. And what the koreh we're talking about is kriyat shema. Now, why'd have to be clothed for themselves? Well, really two reasons. But the first one, the korbanet says, shelo yeh libor re'eta erva. You can't be naked when you're davening. Okay? So the libor can't re'eta erva, the private parts. There have to be some sort of separation there. So that should be clothed. And also, v'shelo yigah be'evrei tashmish b'chaver, that their skin or their shouldn't make contact with other persons. So there's two concerns here. Okay. Then, however, there's differences here. It says, you have to make sure the right. It should shnayim. However, im ayu bano bitok tani mutar, that the skin contact is not really a problem. There's no concerns of distraction or minds wandering into certain places. Have a tamantinin that says even ish v'ishto mutar, even a man and his wife, if their body parts are in contact with one another, it'd still be okay, because there's an assumption here, according to the Korban Eda. He says taman in Babel, they said ish v'ishto mutrim lekro kriyat shema afal pishno gimez bezesh de ishto kegufo dami, because there's a familiarity with one another that their simple contact is not going to be such a distraction. Now, it's interesting. Obviously, they have to. There's discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, I think. I'm not going to bring halacha here because there's a discussion exactly what halacha is. But if they're as long if they're still not necessarily face each other, but if their body, if their skin contact, that would be okay. It sounds like. However, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha disagrees. Rabbi Elazar says Ish v'ishto nitzricha. It seems to be a bit of a mibayle. It's sort of a silly question. He's not 100% confident that would be the case, that even bodily contact would still be okay. Okay. Now the Gemara says lo yimad ad ravak sofrin, lo yimad isha sofrin. So this is talking about being teachers. So Tan Rabbi Elazar was even more machmir. Says af mishiyesh lo ishto, even a melamed who is married, he's married and children. Ishabanim the enam imo be'otomakom, on the same place. Simple understanding means in the same town that he's teaching. Then lo yimad sofrin, there's still if let's put it at a heightened restriction. They have to be mamash there. Again, what's the concern? We'll get to that in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ishmael avad chad matnaya hachin. The Rabbi Yehuda, he seemed to be employ such a such a married person whose family wasn't there, and it seemed to be, in other words, I'll show you here the comment. It says melamed tinakot she'alo isha banim makom acher v'lo chashash la'al Rabbi Yehuda. He wasn't concerned. In other words, let's say again, example be a teacher lives in Beit Shemesh and he comes, sorry, lives in Yerushalayim and he comes to teach in Beit Shemesh. So it's not really a problem because that Ishto isn't really with him in the same equation. That's like an extra chumah that he wasn't concerned about. Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yira ravak et be'ama, a single person shouldn't be a shepherd, who said in Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo yishnu shnei ravakim betalet echad, and two single men shouldn't sleep under the same blanket. So the Gemara says, Yehutam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to have a good argument. My time with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan says, no, chas v'shalom, lo nichshedu Yisrael, lo al zachur v'lo al be'ema, like we explained in the Mishnah, the Am Yisrael are suspected of such aveirot. Okay, now, ba'taninan, but 1 second, lo yimeda ravak sofrim, didn't you say that a teacher, a single man shouldn't be a teacher to children? Now, havamina is that maybe there's a chashash or mishkan v'zachur or mashu kazeh. And everyone says, no, you've got it completely wrong. Again, chas v'shalom Yisrael choshesh for those type of things. However, mishem imo, so mishem she im, mishum she imo ba'imo, or mishum achoto ba'imo. The whole concern of Ravak is not the children is teaching, it's pickup time. When they're collecting the children, dropping the children off in the morning, it's those social interactions that we're concerned of the single man being a teacher. Now, lo yimad adam et bano amanot ben anashim. Now it's interesting. I wanted to add one more point that I didn't mention in the Mishnah yesterday. I just saw it yesterday when I was preparing. It says that we said lawyer, man shouldn't teach his son to a profession that's primarily his clientele of women. And we explained the concerns in the Mishnah. And Remeir says lawyer mishtadel adam lelamedet benot maton nikia. Now I just saw this beautiful. The Chazon Yecheskel explains it's not just clean. It was nikia v'kala. That's the lashon of the Braita, nikia v'kala. And he explains. Now, I assumed it's clean, like just, a simple, clean profession. But clean, literally, he means is clean, as in not dirty. See, look at the way he explains this. Chazon Cheskel, he says, if someone wears clean clothes, the way that he'll carry himself, the way that there'll be a certain sense of self-respect, he'll carry himself with more kavod. If he's constantly wearing dirty clothes, that will impact the way he carries himself. Right? Presumably, in a garage, the guys work in a garage all greasy and things, they end up being a bit more relaxed in the way they talk and etc. It's different to someone who is dressed like this. One's dress impacts the way one behaves, interestingly. Okay, obviously the second part, it continues, if it's a easy profession, if he's not going to wreck him by the end of the day, you'll have energy, but if it's a backbreaking profession, then by the time he gets home, he's done, that's it, he won't be having any to learn, he'll come to shiur and fall asleep, that's it, at best, okay, so that was the perish I thought I'd share with you from Chazon Yecheskel on this opportunity to inject it, if you like, of Nikia the Kala. But let's go back to this. Gemara says, "Loy madadam says ben anashim tani loy madadam beno tamar v'gamal safan kadar karar is a new one we've just added here. That's a wagon driver. Ro'eh chenvani minet shulmuna listim, because all these professions, if you like, have a great concern for like a yetzer or likelihood of theory. Sorry, Menachem, I just saw a comment about doctors and dentists. You're saying that's emun, that's kala v'nikia." Right. Okay. So you're saying the Jewish mother wants her children to be a doctor because they're going to find your fancy. Okay.
That's the Makar.
That's the makar. That's the makar.
Curve.
Okay. What about an accountant? A lawyer? Come, come. Let's continue. Abba Orion. Oh, I'm a programmer by profession, so I guess that's also pretty clean. My hands don't get really calloused at all. Let's continue. Abba Orion ish Zaidan Omer Mishum Abba Shaul. Well, Rov Chamarim Rasha'im, most, as we said, donkey drivers are Rasha'im. They steal on the way as they're traveling, they'll grab things from people's fields. Rov Gamalim, those camel drivers, Eksherim, we explain the Mishnah because they go through deserts, it's a much more dangerous situation, they have more Yirat Shamayim. And Rov Safanim, most of the Safanim seafarers is even more precarious location. We said that is considered Hasidim. But the Braita continues here. Rov Mamzerim Pikhim, most Mamzerim are Pikhim. What a Pikhim means clever. But I don't think it's clever in that sense. It's more like Bali Arma, Korbaneda says, meaning domim that like their father, that they're pretty sly or they use trickery. Liftot and Hashim, they can sort of seduce women, if you like, or astir and conceal their actions in Bnei Adam. In other words, they're the product of a father that was versed in those in those skills, and they seem to be yorish those tactics. And Rov Avadim Geim, you've got Naim here, but it's the Girsa is Geim. Geim is proud. That's why Pinoche Boshe and Korbanet explain it. And why do I need to know that most Avedim are proud? He says, the Korbanet says, Nafkimina, be better careful not to degrade them, ki yoter makbedim, because of their pride, they're likely to be a bit hot-headed in response, but far more sensitive if you criticize them. Okay, so be careful, you may be playing with fire. Rov b'nei avot Baishanim, as he says, but most of the rest of the show here, the Baishanim, they're more. If you like, have a sense of shame. Your term is more than b'nei avot means miuchasim, the Korbanet says. Because they're Baishanim, if you're going to either give to them or tell them off, you do this so in a much more sort of sensitive manner because they're likely to react differently. Or they're shy, they're not going to, if you want to give them tzedakah, you should do so secretly. Okay. Rov b'nei banim domim la'achi ha'em. That most children, boys are like their maternal uncle. That's why they said if that's a famous Gemara that says, I think it's in the Bible here, that if you want to look, if you're making shidduch, check out the girls' brothers, okay? Because the children will be like them, right? Like the uncles. Kasha shebarofim legehenna. We discussed this, the kasha berov you give, kasha shabatachim l'shurtofa shalabanek. We explained that as well. And which is that slob butchers being like the partners, if you like, in Amalek. Now, Tanur Shimurchaik, kasha shabagoyim harog. And now, this is interesting. Kasha shabagoyim harog, harog means like to kill. But the way the Korbanit explains it, when it says a kasha shabagoyim, you've got to be careful when you read it, because you're also going to see this with respect to aksher shabanashim. It doesn't mean the best of the goyim or the best of the women. It doesn't mean that at all. It means if they, I'll show you the Korbanit, it says shimarelecha kashrut, that they're, if you like, flaunting their kashrut. Umadakim Yisrael, they're sort of showing that they're a, oh, where I'm so this is not a goy who's trying to show he's so careful with mitzvahs like in Israel. You got to be careful with that. Harug, why? Because sheminu, it's clearly a min. Because if he was so careful with mitzvahs like Israel and he wanted me Israel, what would be the obvious and logical step to do? Convert, if that's what you really wanted to do. But so clearly, you got to be careful. You should. This is a bit. I think this is a flag for like a Jews for Jesus type of thing, right? Oh, you wear a kapel, you wear a talis, all these things. You're pretending to be such a righteous Jew. Just careful of that person, because if he really believed in it, he wouldn't be doing those things. Okay, I think that's a. I think that might be maybe a reference to that. I don't know. Or at least we can learn that concept from this. Okay, next, Hatovu Derachim Ratzatz. So that even if a snake, the simple understanding of snake seems to be domesticated, you've got to you kill it, Ratzal Machor, you can never trust it. Haksher Shebanashim Balak Shafim. Again, if you follow the explanation of the Korban Eda, he says, what's a Ksher Shebanashim? It means Shemara Etzma, that she sort of flaunts or shows Haksher Vachasida Yoter Midah, that she's a super righteous woman. But she's like publicizing that. Such a woman you've got to be careful of. And we saw this back in Sotah, if you remember. They end up using kshafim, and to say that, oh, I'll daven for the child, and she's kshafim just to compromise the childbirth, and undoes it, right? This is, so in other words, ksher shemanashim, if she's showing she's chasid yoter, she's balak kshafim, you've got to be careful for that. And we saw, again, I think the parallel still get back in Masechta Sota. Ash mishe osei ratzon mekomo. Now, this is beautiful. Why are we saying this statement now? This fits in beautifully with the whole line of the Korban Eda. Because the Korban Eda was saying all these things are what people seem to be trying to project a particular image on the world that's exceptional. So Ashrei Misha Oseh Ratzon Makom, the Korban Eda says, She'ein Ma'asav Chutz Migeder Ha'olam. Ashrei Misha Oseh Ratzon Makom means some, like, praise with someone who's just normal, right? Rak Kol Ma'asav La'asot Ratzon, all he wants to do, he wants to do L'Shem Shamayim, and not being like, She'ein Ma'asav Chutz Migeder Ha'olam. He does not, just doing things that are wacky, let's call it that. Let's continue. Remei Omer, Mikoma Komatam Refanes, Ashrei Shmi Shor'e Torah B'Munatam Olam. In other words, Parnasa comes from everything, from any type of profession. But praise with the person who sees his parents with a profession that is a good profession, meaning Nakia, if you like, or Oyem Mishal Ro'e Torah B'Munat Peguma. And woe to the person who sees his parents in not such a, like, let's call it a not such a good profession. Okay? Different understandings for this. The simple understanding for this, I think, is simply that generally the parents who are in a particular profession can educate their child in that way, have experience in that sense. Okay, which we made reference to before. So what should a person do? He should teach his son as we explained. Now, the Gemara says, She'en lecha monot she'en bo'anim v'ashrim, because every profession, I've explained the mission before, that has wealthy and poor people. Ve'ela hakol lefi zchut adam, everything's according to the zchut of the person. So Rabbi Shimon Malazar, Meshum Remer, said, Reitim Amecha, did you ever see an Ari Saval? Ari is a lion, as being a Saval, as someone who carries stuff on their shoulder. Now, here, the Girsa difference in the Tosefta that we have here, I'll just read it to you, is it's not an Ari, it says Tzvi Kayatz. Tzvi is a kayatz. Kayatz is a, they put the figs out to dry. Shu'al is a fox, is a chenvani. And Zev is a wolf, is mochak deirot. Now, what's interesting, the Hazon Yecheskel here, he says that Ari is strong. So it makes sense that if you want someone to be a removalist, what animal would you pick? You pick an Ari. If you want someone to guard over your figs that are drying, you pick an animal that's swift. That would be a tzvi. A shual is considered a sly or clever. That should be a chenvani. You know, they make cartoons like this, by the way, where they create these cartoons with various characters, create these cities, and all the various animals have different professions, and the professions are very much like the characters of the animals. It's like the Gemara is effectively saying. But have you ever seen such a thing? Absolutely not. In other words, for Gehen Midrasim, nonetheless, they get enough food, Belotzar, Belama Nivru'ula, and while they're created, Shem Sheni, to serve me. And I was created to serve Shemaim. Hari Devarim Kal Vachomer, Izra Kal Vachomer. All Maim, Elu Shenivru'u L'Shem Sheni. They were created to serve me, Kachi, Hen Mipanasim, Belot Tzar, and they get their support for nothing. Ani Shenivru'u L'Shem Sheni, I'm created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kal Vachomer, Elu Nishem Mipanes, Belot Tzar, that I should be supported without any stress. However, Mi Garam Lo Liot Mipanes, Belot Tzar, what caused man, if you like, to be Bifrenes Putzar, Aviomer Chataai, my sins. Al Sheriti Maasai, Hipachti Brazil. Because I did bad, if you like, I have forfeited my Parnasa. Okay, we saw that in the Mishnah. That's I'll just flesh out a bit more in the brighter. Let's continue. Nahalach Yubet. Rabbi Noai Omer, Meniachani Kola Munatu Omnoyot Shabolam. I will set aside all the monot in the world, the Eni Malavena Banai Ela Torah. I will only teach my son Torah. Why should Adam ochel, someone eats mischara balama zebala vekeren kalam abab? Because the schar of the motor is enjoyed in this world and the next. The shar kolam and all other professions ain't okay, it's not true. Shim nachnas Adam lede chol, if someone gets sick, or lede zikin, or gets older, lede midash, or yisurim, some sort of physical afflictions, the ain't all yachol lasok bamalach, he can't do work, what happens? Unless he's got a good sick leave and insurance and all those things, hari umet, he dies. Umotal barav and he starves. Aval Torah ain't okay. And Ela Meshamar Torah will guard him mikol ra from all bad. Benar Ruto in his youth, benoten lo achirot v'tikva bezikunuto, and also in his old age. Benar, what does it say? Maomer v'kovei or koyei? Probably should pronounce Hashem yechelifu koach. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives strength to those who put hope in him. Yadu aver kenshim grows wings like eagles. Yarut v'loikai can run without being without tiring. Yelechu that can go without getting tired. It says Bizingoto and his old age, what it says, Onyan Vumpeseva. He'll be even fruitful in his old age. Deshin Ibrahim, you'll get renewed strength. So you see the Torah guards the person in both his youth and in his old age as well. Abram Avinu, Abram Zaken Baibalmin. Despite his old age, Vashem Barechet Abraham Kol, is blessed with everything. Not just that, Matsinu Ashasa Abram Avinu et Kola Torah Kulo. That Abram even kept the entire Torah, Achinon Itna, even before the Torah being kept, given that's it. You know, the famous discussions in Torah that are associated around that, where the Avot kept the entire Torah. So, because it's Ekev Asher Shema Avram Bekoli Veishmor Mishmarti Mitzvotai Chukotai V'Toratai. Now, this very interesting piece here, by the way, on the Rebbe Nehorai, because I just saw this actually before the Shiur. There's an Igros Moshe. Someone asked him a Shaila, can someone take out insurance? Is it a lack of emuna? Okay, to take out insurance, you're allowed to take out insurance. And the tshuva on this, is in Orach Chaim Chelek Bet, Sima Kuf Yud Aleph. And he said it's that someone, when they carry out their life, they're not meant to rely on Nisim. You can't simply sit there, do nothing, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. You have to do something. And basically, from that point, he continued to discuss that insurance is considered the normal course of events of regular, let's call it some ishtadlus, and not relying on miracles. So it's not a lack of emunah. That's the gist of, I think, if I'm oversimplifying, the tshuva. But then he also relates to this Rebbe Nehorai, this position Rebbe Nehorai, because how does that fit in with his thesis? He says, for Af Rebbe Nehorai, I read inside, She'omer maniach anir kol motor v'sholam v'eini melamedet b'ni el haTorah, he explains as follows. The point of Machloker and Nayan that other Tanaim is he's not obligated to teach his son a trade. All the other Tanaim said, make sure you teach him a trade, teach him a trade in the key of a color, etc., etc. Rebbe Nai says, no, you don't have an obligation to teach your son a trade. Nami Pashtut, what does it mean? Shigamu Mordeh, he would agree, She'eni Smochel Anes. Even Rebbe Nai, not meant to rely on a miracle. El aval sover, what does he think? Shekevan shro ben adam beknatotam efshar lahem lilmod Torah, because normally when a child is young, it's very difficult for them to Torah karaui imim, if you're going to teach him also manot, as gamonot af bezmanam, va Torah and the Torah mechayev the father teaches son Torah ba kolcho sheacholis mochal zes. Therefore she has min lo Hashem itbarach eiz avodah begadluto beshat sheitzarech. Hear what he's saying? So in other words, according to Rabbi Nara says, look, I'm in a bind. I can't satisfy my obligation to impart sufficient Torah. So that trumps the obligation to impart profession. And what does it mean the Torah will look after him? That don't worry, I can be certain that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will provide him a means of requiring funds when he's older. Not that it will come by him derech nes. That's the position of Rabbi Nara. This is very clever. In other words, one more time. One second. It says, שיכול לסמוך על זה שיזמין לו שבאיזה עבודה that he will have some sort of work in the future בגלותו בשעת שיצטרך, when he needs it. להבריח פרנסה ופרנסיתו. In other words, it's not that I'm going to teach my son to be learn Torah and then I'll just leave him and just rely on miracles, because he said that's not a thief, that's not consistent with anything. But rather, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him some sort of professional result, or maybe he'll be malamed, maybe he'll be whatever it is, that he'll have some sort of parnasah, but I don't have the responsibility now. My prime responsibility is to teach him Torah. That's the way the Igros Moshe understands Shita Rebbe Nehorai. Okay, again, it's Lachot Tanan. Let's continue. This fits in nicely with the Gemara, right? What I just read in the Gris Moshe fits in, the Gemara fits in very nicely with, or whichever you want to say, with what we just read in the Gris Moshe. Aval im bale docholi, or nechnas le zikna, gets old, or he gets sick, or the midat shel yisurim, enyo chal lasso malach, he can do his work. Im etzbara, aval tore no ken, it's not, ela mechabato, or meshabato, it will honor him and protect him, mikora, from all evil, ben aruto, in his youth, venonen la charit v'tikva, bezignuto, and gives him hope, and a future, if you like, when he's old age. But now wrote my own mayor, as it says, Vekoye Hashem Yachalifu Koch Yalo Ever Kan Sharim, Yarutsu Velo Yafu, Yachu Velo Yigau, this is from the Psukim read in the Mishnah. It knows it gives him such strength when he's a young person. Ubezak and Ziknuto, what does it say? My own mayor, it says, On Yunum Beseva, 1 second, Deshnim Remiyu. Once again, his old age, he will have this renewed vitality. Vechenata Motseba Avenu Avramavinu, Shishimer Tatora, he kept the entire Torah. Before even the Torah was given, Shneimar Ekev Asher Shama Abraham Bekoli Vishmor Mishmati Mitzvotai V'Chukai V'Torotai, as we said. Af Gidlo U'Bircho B'Na'aruto. It raised him up, if you like, in his youth and blessed him. V'Natan Lo Achirov Tikvab. How do we know Bezignuto? How do we know B'Na'aruto? Ma'omer Abraham Kaved financially. Abraham was very wealthy. He had Kaved or B'Mikner with flock. Bekesef with silver and zahav, in Viziknuto in his old age, what did it say? Vavrab Zikebabim, Vashem Berechet Avraham, Vakol, he was blessed with absolutely everything. See, even financially, he was taken care of. Rav Chizkiya Rav Cohen says, Beshem Rav, Asula Ladur Beir She'ein Ba. We just criticized doctors, by the way, but now we're saying you shouldn't live in a city without a doctor. Velo Merchatz, without a bathhouse, Velo Beit Adin, Maki V'Chovshin. Why are these important? Kormanet says, you should have a doctor in case you get sick. Clearly, Elishna Harina, we're talking about a mohel, not a doctor. We're talking about a mohel imolten or cotton. Make sure the city has a mohel. Interestingly, it might be a smach when you have doctors being mohelim. I'm not sure. But anyway, let's continue. Loba merchatz, in other words, that's chaye guf, got to look care of the body. And a baiting is necessary because you need she'il male mora onesh basav adam ish et rehu chayim below. If there's not some sort of fear of some sort of police force or authorities, people will take advantage of one another. That's human nature, unfortunately. So Amrei Yossi Babon, Af asula do be'ish ein ba ginunita shel yerek. You can't live in a city that doesn't have a gan shel yerek, a vegetable patch. In other words, some sort of local food production. Let's call it that. So Rav Chizkiya, Rav Cohen says, B'shem, Adid, we're getting close to Rosh Hashanah now, Adid hadam eniten din v'cheshbon al kol ma'asherat eino v'lo achal. In the future, someone's going to be called to accounting for those things his eyes saw and didn't eat from it. Right? Why? It's interesting here, according to Korban Eda, it says, that's a sin in his body, shesagfa chinam. Because you wanted it, it was nice, and you caused yourself pain as a result of doing that unnecessarily. Now, obviously, if there's medical reasons, like, there's no question, but we're talking about if he unnecessarily was sogefet atzmo. Now, what's interesting here, Rav Elazar chashash ladeshma shmuati was concerned for this. He didn't want to have that on his account. Umetzamit le pritin, he would save up money. Va'achil bahun b'chol mila chad b'shapta. He would ensure that once a year he would have from all those different fruits and that were accessible to him. Now, there's two explanations. One is in the negative, the way he explained it. So the Korban Eda. Shai choshesh lach, he was scared for this halacha, but can make a betzbor, he'll collect money, liknot behem b'kol davar ha-mitchadesh pam v'shana. Because he didn't want to have this in accounting that, you know, that that he was misagefet, that's more, let's put it that way, for that there was these beautiful new fruits, and he said, oh, I don't want to have anything to do with it, trying to be a tzaddik, and it was actually causing me anguish, so he made sure he had a taste of it. However, there's another pshat, lish nacharina. Asa Kenny did this. Why? Levarech shechianu v'natan shevach odel Hashem. In other words, it wasn't just an issue. The issue we've explained. The issue was some sort of unnecessary pain he was causing himself. But now we're saying something different, that by having all the tremendous things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces in the world, afford someone an opportunity to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, levarech shechiyanu v'et sheva, and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful things he created. Al shabar briot tovot, or the manner and the multiplicity of different species and nice things, la'anot be'em, he created for man to enjoy from it. Baruch kel ha'adot. So in order that he would not be, and that's the second shot of the counting. The counting is not what the pain you cause yourself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I put all these things, beautiful things in the world, and you didn't use them as something to praise me. So in order to make sure he wouldn't be held in accounting, at least once a year when the, I don't know, cherries came out or whatever it was, he would make sure he'd take it, make a beautiful shechiyanu once a year. He saved money, even if they're expensive cherries, in order to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but that was Hadrach, Perech Asar Yosin, Vekulam Masech Vekdushin, Vekulas Nidrin Nashim. Metz Hashem, we have to speak obviously to, we'll speak to Reb Yisrael. We have to do a seal. We have to do a Metz Hashem, Betz Rosh Hashanah in tomorrow night. So we'll have to work out how we're going to do that. All right, Metz Hashem, we will start Masech the Bava Kama tomorrow. A bit later.
Yasha Koyach, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov, very exciting. Thank
you.
I was thinking, by the way, it's nice because we finished Nashim, but Daf Yomi finished Nezikim. All these things happening in Elul beautifully. There's Mamash coming towards Rosh Hashanah. It's a wonderful year Metz Hashem coming up. Kol Tov.
Kol Tov.